Here's your Northwest Outdoor Report brought to you by Truck Vault, the leader in secure vehicle storage. The fourth largest return of upriver spring Chinook is forecast for the Columbia River this year. Fishery managers just announced the dates that the river will be open for recreational fishing. Columbia is currently open from Buoy 10 to the I-5 Bridge on a daily basis, but on March 1st, the sport fishery will expand upriver to Beacon Rock through April 6th. During that time, the river will be closed only 3 days, March 20th, 27th, and April 3rd, to accommodate gillnet fisheries. Starting on March 1st, bank anglers will also be allowed to fish from Beacon Rock up to Bonneville Dam. But for a complete list of times and places where the Columbia River will be open, scope out the WDFW website.
Last call for Puget Sound steelheaders. All of the major Puget Sound rivers will close February 1st to steelhead fishing to protect dwindling stocks of wild steelhead. The only exception will be some of the terminal areas near the major hatcheries that will remain open through February 16th to allow anglers to mop up any hatchery steelhead left in the system. Complete details of the closures can be found on the WDFW website.
Commission considers increasing multi-season tags on February 3rd and 4th. The Fish and Wildlife Commission will consider increasing the number of multi-season deer tags from 4,000 to 8,500, the number of multi-season elk tags from 850 all the way up to 1,250 tags. Lucky hunters that draw one of these special tags can hunt the archery, muzzleloader, and rifle seasons for deer and elk.
Blackmouth showing on possession bar. Gary Krein from All Star Charters fished the bar yesterday, reported a few legal fish taken on the ebb tide of the bar, but he said fishing wasn't as good as he expected it to be. He landed two legal in the 23 to 24 inch range and saw several others caught while he was there. Stick with it. There's lots of blackmouth on tap.
Resident coho are prowling the beaches in the South Sound. Anil Srivastava at the Puget Sound Fly Company in Tacoma reported fairly consistent fishing for resident silver salmon on the beaches near the Narrows Bridge this past week. He recommends hitting the beaches north and south of Narrows Park and Gig Harbor with bait fish patterns or small buzz bombs. Resident cohos will hold anywhere from 30 to 150 feet offshore, well within range of fly fishermen and spin casters.
Yakima rainbows slamming streamers. Craig Hettinger at Red's Fly Shop in the Yakima River says the river is slowly thawing out from last week's deep freeze and that the rainbows are already snapping at streamer patterns on the swing. He recommends using a four-weight switch rod and a muddler pattern to draw strikes on the yak's winter rainbows. Craig says that right now is a great time to catch a jumbo bow.
A stranded hiker on Mount Rainier burned money to stay warm. A snowshoer who was lost in a blizzard for 2 days last week on Mount Rainier said he stayed alive by digging out a snow tunnel and burning dollar bills for warmth. Young Chun Kim, 66, of Tacoma, said he burned personal items like extra socks, band-aids, a toothbrush, packaging, and finally $1 and $5 bills to stay warm. Kim told Como News that skills he learned in the South Korean military helped keep him alive on the mountain. He said money made for the best fire, nylon socks, and packaging, not so much.
Don't forget to swing by the Puyallup Sportsman Show today at the Puyallup Fairgrounds through Sunday. The show boasts a one-of-a-kind indoor steelhead river, kids-free trout pond, the famous Head and Horns competition, camp cooking demonstration, dock dogs, seminars, guides, and outfitters from all over the country. Tickets are $12 for adults, $5 for the kiddos. The doors open at noon today and on 10 on the weekends. Don't forget to log on to theoutdoorline.com and get your free discount coupon right on our forums.
The Seattle Boat Show is open right now and runs through February 5th. The West Coast's largest boat show opens at 11 a.m. on the weekdays and 10 a.m. on the weekends. Tickets are $12 for the adults, $5 for the kiddos. Children under 10 years old go for free. That's your Northwest Outdoor Report brought to you by Truck Vault. Check out your next vehicle storage system at truckvault.com.